You're tuned to WVXU and WMUB, listening to the Book Club at 91.7. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for being here. It was back in 2010 that my next guest decided that Mother's Day was lacking. So instead of focusing on the retail nature of things, Ann Immig decided to do something a little bit different and put together a live staged reading in her hometown of Madison, Wisconsin. From there, it has grown into an annual national performance sensation with many events planned each year, and it is marking its sixth anniversary with a new compilation of essays called Listen to Your Mother, What She Said Then, What We're Saying Now. Ann Immig, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thank you. This is my first book club. I'm so happy to be here.
I told briefly kind of the tale about how Listen to Your Mother came about. Now, of course, we're talking about a book on the book club, but Listen to Your Mother is much more than that. Explain what happened back in 2010 and how this has become such a sensation.
Well, by the time 2010 came, I was knee-deep in blogging. My husband had been traveling constantly. I had two little boys at home, and I found solace in taking the anecdotes of my day and finding the humor and putting it online and connecting with parents and creative people all over the world. I had wanted to read my work on stage. I have a background in theater, and I had seen a staged reading event at my first blogging conference that I went to in 2009 at Blog Her, which they now call Voices of the Year. And it was so simple. It was just people reading their own writing at a podium from the paper, and yet I was so moved. So a few months later, the timing, well, you can either call it a coincidental or providential, whatever, but it ended up to be about 8 weeks before Mother's Day, and I just put those things together, and I realized that Mother's Day deserved more than brunch once a year. Like, brunch is great, flowers, gifts, everyone loves that, but I wanted to bring my community together and let them experience a little bit of what I was finding online, this creative vitality. So that's what I did. I put a show together. I held auditions, all in really short course. And the people from my community that came, many of them don't even consider themselves writers, many of whom had never been on stage. They just blew my mind with their stories. And we started something really special.
Listen to Your Mother is, I think I was reading somewhere, somebody called it the sixth commandment, and it's a cliche, but it's not. Listen to your mother is something we all should do, and that's pointed out in many of these essays in the book.
It's true. I think that motherhood has gotten more and more isolating. A lot of people don't live near their moms anymore. A lot of people who are moms, it's really easy to stay holed up in your home all day. Especially if you've got little ones, and listening to each other, to your mother, yes, but also to one another, really builds community through sharing stories and realizing that we're less alone.
This collection of essays, I think, 56 in all in your book, Listen to Your Mother, really run the gamut. I laughed at times. I cried at times. Well, I have to say, more often than not, I was touched enough that there were tears in my eyes, and that is part of what this whole process is. And Listen to Your Mother, because there's some hard truths out there that you have to face as a parent.
That's right. And even through the hard stuff in this book, I think the through line is hope. Sometimes I think people who go through some of the hardest things in life end up being beacons of hope for other people. And that's sort of what this movement, it's really become a movement. There's 39 Listen to Your Mother events this year. There's a huge social media component and a charitable mission to this project, and now the book. So I think this movement is about truth-telling, and you'll be laughing until you cry and crying until you laugh. But it's kind of a new phenomenon, this public truth-telling, especially about motherhood. And you don't have to be a mom. Listen to Your Mother is for everyone, because everyone had a mom or someone who raised them. And Listen to Your Mother really gives permission for the full array of feelings about motherhood, whether you never wanted to be a mom, whether you didn't particularly like your mom, to your mom is your best friend and you wanted to be a mom ever since you were born. We have men in our shows and in our book. like you said, it really just runs the gamut.
I'm speaking with Ann Immig, who is the editor of Listen to Your Mother, What She Said Then, What We're Saying Now, a compilation of essays about motherhood. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. And even though it is a commandment, Ann, listen to your mother is something people don't do very often. I was hearing a comedian doing a bit just a couple of days ago talking about how people idolize their fathers and tell stories about their fathers, but mothers are sometimes highly unappreciated.
Well, we're changing that, aren't we?
Yes, indeed.
And I have to say one thing my mom and I laugh about, but it's so true. I'm very close with my own mom. I dedicated this book to her, as a matter of fact. But even still, like, I've made this my life work, and she'll give me advice, and usually it takes hearing it from, like, two other people after her, and then I come around and say, Mom, you'll never guess what I heard. And then she has to sit there and listen as I tell her the advice that she told back to me, you know, 6 months before that I wouldn't listen to. So there is some, like, switch in our heads that, you know, flips when our mom says something. And I think there's, like, this half-life of time to be able to receive it when it comes from our moms. Well, I can tell you that's true with my own kids.
Well, I see it with my wife and the kids, and I have to. Well, I'm not really sure what to say, Anne, when my wife turns to me and goes, "No one ever listens to what I say. Why doesn't anyone listen to what I say?"
She's right for now, but later they will, you know, it will sink in somewhere. I have to believe it will. I mean, even in my own house, you know, my husband will say, listen to your mother, and I cringe because now it sounds like, you know, advertising. But just to get my children's attention, you know, sometimes it requires great feats of, you know, turning off electronics and, you know, singing and dancing practically.
Yes. Well, as you collected these 56 essays for the book, Listen to Your Mother, what were you looking for? I mean, what kind of spectrum were you looking at? Because what you were just talking about, how we as parents grow with our kids and then have to let them go. I'm reminded of that essay by Ruth Pennebaker in the book called Orbits that talks just about that, you know, that recognition that the kids, well, they need us a lot early on. We have to let them go and let them be themselves later on. And that's a hard lesson to learn.
Yes, and there's another one Kate Vincent Vogel writes about, the Find My Friend app, of leaving her daughter at college. So what I looked for, thankfully, all of these stories and readers came out of the Listen to Your Mother project. So at the time that I started the book, our library was about 1,000 videos deep. So we videotape all of our, well, nobody says that anymore, video record all of our shows and put them on YouTube. So I had this treasure trove of like 1,000 stories, which is pretty overwhelming. And I have 100 directors and producers, women around the country, who kind of helped me start the process. Because these essays were originally intended, they were brought from the page to the stage. And now I had to bring them from the stage back to the page, which is a different thing. So this is a long way of me saying I had really excellent material to begin with. And then it was a matter of putting together a fantastic motherhood playlist or beautiful motherhood quilt that becomes less about the individual essays and much more about how you put them together to bring the reader with you on a journey, like we were talking about, laughing, crying, feeling validated and celebrated, and also expanding perspectives, and ultimately leaving people thinking and energized. So that's what I sought to do. It was much more about how the pieces came together than about the individual pieces, with diversity of story and reader and region of the country all being a huge part of the Listen to Your Mother mission.
Well, as you go through all these stories, is there a topic that sometimes bubbles to the top, one that's more common than others? Beyond Listen to Your Mother, that, you know, no one ever listens to me. Beyond that one, is there another, you know, predominant theme that you find in these thousands of stories?
I just think that we talk a lot about the beauty and the struggle sort of being both sides of the same coin in parenting, and the theme that we're really not alone, no matter what you're going through. somebody's going through something so similar.
Sharing that experience, being able to share.
Yep, the shared experience. No matter how different your day-to-day looks, you're a lot less alone than you think. And that there are people out there going through what you're going through and maybe a little bit farther down the path who will extend a hand toward you, you know, through these essays, make your day a little lighter with a lot of laughter, and just make you feel less alone as you're drifting off to your, you know, 3.5 hours of sleep before the baby wakes you up.
Oh, wow. You get a whole hour more than, well, anyway. it's fascinating to gain insight because this does bring up perspectives that you don't think about. Of course, everybody refers to their own experiences or their own mother and experiences growing up. But there is this universality to these essays. I mean, there is something that I think about anybody can find to relate to and learn from in these essays.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
As you were putting together these stories, as you've been working on the Listen to Your Mother project, what have you learned about motherhood, Anne?
That's such a good question, and I've been asking myself that. I've been reading a couple of the essays, Dana Maya's Motherhood Multiplied, and the last essay by Liz Joint Sandberg, Hummingbird Love Letter to the Mothers at Church. And I think what I've realized is this whole project really is a love letter to motherhood and humanity, and that what I'm trying to build through this project is what I'm hoping for, I guess, in the world and for my own children. A community where everyone is truly welcome and invited, and there's room for whatever you need to say, and where even the hardest things can be said out loud, and we can bear witness to them and give voice to them and hold hope for you and with you and laugh a lot.
Well, and you have to, and there's some great laughs in here. I loved the Jenny Lawson. What was
yes.
the title? A great prepared title to
be judged or possibly stabbed.
Yes. I mean, I've always loved her perspective, but boy, that one really struck home too.
But I agree. I love that one.
But there's also, you know, the heart touching ones. The one about the mother whose daughter has cancer and trying to deal with that. And you read that and you learn what that was. Sheila Quirks, I believe. Bottle Caps,
yeah.
Apple Trees, and Hope. Talking about
yeah.
her daughter Donna dying from cancer.
Yes.
But, you know, finding strength to know that this experience, you know, there are many experiences in life. Some are good, some are bad, but the stories shared and listened to your mother kind of give you hope to keep on going, even in that face of that adversity.
And quite literally, we have people that connect through Listen to Your Mother all the time. In fact, Sheila recently has become sort of I don't want to say mentor, but a companion for another mom in Chicago from another one of our casts who recently found out that her young daughter has childhood cancer as well. And Sheila's sort of companioning this other mom, this other Listen to Your Mother alumni along this very difficult journey, but being able to hold the hope a little farther down on the path. I love to hear what stories resonate with you. There are so many different ones. And when people ask me my favorite, I mean, it's a different one every time I read the book. And everyone will pick out a different one every time they read the book. So, it's really something. I can't even wrap my head around it, to tell you the truth. But it's a whole lot of good stuff.
Well, here, marking the anniversary with this book and collection of essays from the stage, as you said, from the page to the stage, and now the stage to the page. What do you hope for the future for the Listen to Your Mother project?
I'm laughing because this whole thing took on such a life of its own. I haven't even begun to catch up with it. It has gone so far beyond anything I could have dreamt for it. I couldn't possibly begin to guess, know, or hope for what could happen from here. I'm just trying to hold on.
Well, Anne, thank you for the effort and coming up with this, and just so much invaluable insight in these essays and in all the activities of what you're doing. Thank you for the book and the stories.
Oh, my pleasure. It's an honor.
Ann Immig. She's the editor of Listen to Your Mother, What She Said Then, What We're Saying Now, a collection of essays gathered from the Listen to Your Mother project. You can learn more about that and the performances happening around the country at our website, wvxu.org. And as always, listen to your mother. Mama is almost always right. The Book Club at 91.7. You've been listening to the Book Club at 91.7. Technical director is Bruce Ellis. Producer is Kevin Reynolds. A music director and segment engineer is Rick Andres. Web guru is Jim Nolan. The announcer is Robin Carey Allgaier. And I'm Mark Purcell. Children's Reading Week is coming up, and next Saturday I'll talk with Stefan Pastis about that occasion and what it's trying to accomplish. Cartoonist of the strip Pearls Before Swine has written a series of children's books and is the spokesperson for Children's Reading Week. That conversation and more next week on the Book Club at 91.7. Stay tuned for Weekend Edition coming up next on WVXU, and have a great Saturday.